So good morning. Welcome to New Hope Chapel's Sunday morning praise and worship service. And of course, I include those online to our worship service. And so the title this morning of my sermon is Surrender All. You know, my theme is get used to difference. My text is the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 5. And that's printed, of course, in the New King James in your handouts together with the sermon outline for your easy reference. And so pray with me as I always do through Psalm 19:14. And so, dear Lord, this morning, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Amen. If you know anything about the historical figure named Jesus, there's one thing about him that you simply cannot deny. It is one of the very first things that people notice about him the first time they meet him, and that is that he was different. He was different from anyone before him and anyone after him. He was different in the things that he said. He was different in the things that he taught. He was different in the things that he thought, and he was different in the way he lived. And this morning we are in a sermon with the theme, Get Used to Different. And we are considering the Sermon on the Mount, which is the premier famous sermon that Jesus ever preached. You see, you can see here just how different Jesus was in his thinking. And so much of what Jesus says that we ought to do and we ought to be is frankly counterintuitive. And in today's world, counterculture. Let me give you some examples of what Jesus said. You should be familiar with most of these, if not all. If you want to be first, you must be last. If you want to get, you must give. If you want to live, you must die. If you want to find, you must lose. If you want to go up, you must go down. And if you want to lead, you must serve. You know, in our text, Matthew chapter 5, verse 5, we come to another one of those seemingly strange, contradictory, weird things that Jesus said. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And that certainly goes against the grain of dictators, generals, CEOs, or the seemingly, I know how to run your life, politicians in Washington, D.C., or the financial gurus in Wall Street, or the entertainment elite in the Hollywood boardrooms. See, the world says, blessed are those with money, blessed are those with muscle, blessed are those with might, and blessed are those with missiles. It is they that will take over the earth. But Jesus said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now you need to keep in mind that these beatitudes, which can be called attitudes that ought to be, are all about character. They're all about also those who are truly blessed by God. And these people so blessed may not be the most competent, or they may not be the most confident, but they certainly have the most character. And Jesus said, you are not blessed by what you have. You are not blessed by what you do. You are blessed by who you are. Now, we're all going to die. Some will die sooner, some later, but we are all going to die. When you die, you will leave behind everything you have ever had and everything you leave behind that you've ever wanted. The only thing you will take with you is what you really were and are. You know, Jesus, quite frankly, is not looking for the money people. He's not looking for the mighty people. He looks quite clearly for the meek people. And before we get into this, I just want you to think of one word and you will understand what it is to be meek. And that word is surrender. And you will understand what surrender means. See, I realize that surrender is not a very popular word. And when you think about surrender, you think about losing. Who wants to be a loser? You know, you think about admitting defeat, forfeiting the game, or giving up in a fight. It's almost always used in a negative context. We live in such a competitive culture that we are taught never to give up, never to give out, and never to give in. And there are certainly times when that is excellent advice. But there is a virtue in a totally different way and for a totally different reason to sometimes giving up and giving in. And what we're going to learn this morning is, simply put, the way to be in control is to be surrendered to God's control. That is when you're blessed. That is when you are going to inherit everything that God has for you, both in this life and the life to come. So let's consider first in your outline. Let's define meekness. You know, Jesus makes it plain when he says in our text, Matthew 5, 5a, "Blessed are the meek." Now, according to Jesus, in order to be blessed, one of the attitudes and character traits you need is meekness. What does that mean? Well, let me first tell you what it doesn't mean, because there just might be a few, let's just say, alpha males in this room. They say, "I don't want anything to do with meekness. That's not who I am. I want to call the shots, make the decisions, make the plans." By the way, that might also include a Wonder Woman or two here. First of all, meekness is not weakness. The only time that Jesus ever described himself personally was in Matthew 11:29, and here is what he said. "For I am gentle and humble," or rather gentle and lowly in heart. Of course, lowly means humble. Now here, the word gentle is the same word that is used in our text for meek. Jesus was meek, but he was not weak. He was a man. But he was a man's man, as they say. There was nothing weak about Jesus. In fact, in weakness, he was a man of strength. In hypocrisy, he was a man of integrity. In sorrow, he was a man of comfort. In despair, he was a man of hope. And in death, he was a man of life. And as you listen, you're going to see just what a man he was. He stood up against the religious establishment. You all know who all that was. The Pharisees, who thought they had cornered the market on Scripture, on truth, on what was right and what was wrong. And yet over and over and over again, Jesus looked right at them when he said, "Well, you've heard it said, but I say." He stood up against the civil establishment. Before his crucifixion, he stood before Pontius Pilate and he said, "You have no authority over me except that which is given to you by my Father." And he stood up against the business establishment. He went up to the temple with a whip of 9 cords, flipping tables and chasing money changers out of that temple when no one else dared to do it. When everyone else would turn their head and pretend the house of God was not being desecrated, Jesus said to the CEOs and the Wall Street bankers of that day, "Not here and not now." Listen, weak people don't stand up to the establishment. They don't stand up to the false prophets, the Pharisees, or the city hall. They don't stand up to giant corporations. They don't even dare to go up against political incorrectness. Meekness is not weakness. And also, meekness is not wimpishness. You know, in the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3 says that Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. The Hebrew word there that is translated humble is equivalent to the Greek word that Jesus used to describe being meek. Moses was meek, but he wasn't a wimp. You don't stand before the most powerful ruler on earth with nothing but a stick, a stammering tongue, and say, "Let my people go." You don't take on the job of parting Red Seas and leading millions of people through a wilderness for 40 years if you are a wimp. Meekness is not weakness. It is not wimpishness. It is not being a doormat, a pushover, or a wet blanket. You know, the word meek in the Greek language is a word that is used to describe the taming of an animal. It was a word that was used to describe how you would break a wild horse. Some of you remember that I used this example in prior sermons. So remember, two things have to happen to turn a wild horse into a tame horse. First of all, it has to be broken. And second, it has to be brought under control. So a meek person is a person who is totally surrendered to the will of God. A meek person is simply one who is finally and fully waving the white flag and surrendering to all that they are, to all that God is. But first, we must be broken as we stand before the Lord. You know, the prophet Isaiah says we are all sheep. Isaiah 53:6 says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way." Even after you give your life to Jesus, even after you come to know the Lord, you still have a desire to do things your way, to go your own paths, and to call your own shots. That is why we need to be broken before the Lord. Now, some of you might say, "I don't want to be broken before the Lord." Let me just say this. If you're not broken before the Lord will be you'll be broken by the Lord. Because God, I can assure you that God never uses anyone until they have been broken first. Now, before Jesus could feed the 5,000 men, in addition to women and children, he had to break the bread. Before Jesus died on the cross, he said, "This is my body, broken for you." Before a woman could wash Jesus' feet with perfume, she had to break the alabaster box. If you want to be blessed, you've got to be meek, and to be meek, you've got to be broken. Once you are broken, you give up all control of your life to God's control for your life. So, for example, in meekness is giving God your paycheck and saying, "Lord, how much do you want me to give?" Meekness is giving God your time and saying, "Lord, how do you want me to spend it?" Meekness is giving God your life and saying, "Lord, how do you want to use me?" And meekness is giving God your heart and saying, "Lord, how do you want me to engage with others?" If you want to test whether or not you are meek or how meek you really are, ask yourself this question. Are you totally, completely, and unconditionally surrendered to the will of God in every area of your life? Regardless of what it may cost you, and regardless of what you would rather be doing. And that is how we know Jesus was meek, because his surrender was so complete that he didn't just wave a white flag, he died on a cross. Now consider second in your outline, let's display meekness. What does meekness look like? If a person is truly meek, how would someone else know it? How would he know it? Let me give you a primary characteristic for this. It's one most don't see coming. Once this happens, it's like flicking dominoes. You push over the first one and all the rest of them fall into place. But here it is. Listen. You surrender to the authority of the Word of God over your life. And we hear this from the Lord's brother, James, and he might have been thinking about his brother when he did. James 1:21 states, "Therefore, laying aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. I want you to focus and just consider the phrase, receive with meekness. One word that you may not know, that there are two Greek words that are translated receive. One word that simply means to reach out and take, grab, or snatch. You know, some people, quite frankly, read their Bible that way. They don't read it for transformation. They just read it for information. They are just curious about what it might say about a certain situation. They get the Bible in their heads, but not in their hearts. But the other word that James uses here, the word receive, is translated, that means the word means receive. It means to welcome with a humble heart. It doesn't just invite Jesus to come into your house. It gives Jesus the keys to the house. Now listen, I want you to understand one thing about God's Word. It is not just a book to be read. It is not just a book to be understood. It is not just a book to be believed. It is a book to be obeyed. And James goes on to add in verse 22, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." In other words, to paraphrase with the NIV, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. You know, it's one thing to read the Bible. It's another thing to heed the Bible. If this book is going to come alive to you, and if it's going to change your life, you've got to come to it with a broken heart and a white flag of surrender, determined that whatever that book tells you to do, you are going to do it. Let's go back to the image of the wild horse and a tame horse for just a moment. You know, there are two horses grazing in the countryside. One is tame and the other is wild. On the outside, they both look exactly identical. They act the same. They eat grass the same way. They both neigh the same way. How do you know they are different? Just try to put a saddle on both of them. And one will react far differently because one is a meek horse. That is, he's broken. He's a tamed horse. He's a surrendered horse, while the other is not. And that is why a truly meek person will get out of bed every morning saying four words to God every single day. Today, I will surrender all. Have you ever heard of the Knights Templar? You may remember them from your history books. They were a large organization of Christian knights who, during the medieval era, had a mission to protect all the European travelers who wanted to visit the Holy Land, while at the same time they were carrying out military operations. They were wealthy, powerful, and a very mysterious order that have fascinated historians for centuries. You know, I was reading about a strange baptism that the church authorized in those days, allowing these knights to be baptized. They would be baptized with their swords, but they wouldn't take their swords underwater. Instead, they would hold their swords up in the air as their body was dunked deep into the water. It was their way of saying, you can have control of most of me, but not all of me. You can have most of what I have, but you can't have this. This was their way of saying to Jesus, you can have control of most of me, but not this. I'm all yours, except when I'm on the battlefield, and how I use my sword, and how I fight, and who I kill is up to me, and not you. Now that's a good question to raise for you. Is there any part of you that hasn't come under the total control of Jesus? Your wallet? Your will? Your work? Your anger? Your bitterness? Your greed? Your selfishness? Your baptism? You see, meekness is not only how we relate to the Word of God and to the God of the Word, But it will affect how you relate to other people. You will be gentle and humble in not just how you act, but in how you react. Lastly, consider third in your outline. Let's delight in meekness. Now, if you want to know, what's in it for me to be meek? Although, frankly, if you were meek, you wouldn't ask the question. There is an answer. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Frankly, we don't know all that that means, but I do know this. What Jesus is saying, when you give God all that should come to him, you will get all that you should want to come to you. You know, someday, God is going to restore the inheritance that Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. And that includes all of us who have surrendered everything we are and everything we have to the one who created Adam to begin with. You know, the world is made up of people who lie, cheat, steal, trying to be number one, who bulldoze people, who bully people, or bribe people to get what this world has to offer. If you want that world, you have to do just the opposite. Surrender, humble yourselves, wave the white flag to the creator of the universe, and give everything to him, and then you will get it all at heaven as well. I'm going to ask the praise team if they would come to the platform for a closing song.
This is my Father's word, and into my listening ears, all nature sings, around me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, its edge the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world, the birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world, he shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass, he speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world, oh, let me ne'er forget that though the
Amen. That is a very classic Christian hymn. Thank you. It's great. This is my Father's world. And it is. But someday it's going to go to all of the meek. Every rock, every tree, every mountain, every stream will be deeded over to us. It will belong to those who are meek, those who have surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. Every person will own everything who has surrendered to the Lord and to God, who made everything and who controls everything. That's the blessing that awaits those that have surrendered and have been broken, have completely surrendered to Him. So let us follow the example of the God-man, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and the lowly in heart. Let us be the mighty meek before a world that needs to become meek as well. Now I would like for us all to consider a declaration as we close this message. It's a prayer of meekness. It perfectly expresses what a meek person is willing to do. It's printed in your handouts. And I want you to take it home. I want you to reflect on it. And I want you to share it. And the title is, Lord, I am willing. Follow with your hearts and your minds as I read it. I am willing to receive what you give. I'm willing to lack what you withhold. I'm willing to relinquish what you take. I am willing to suffer what you require. If you mean it and you live it, you will inherit the earth that Jesus came to live in, that he died for, and that he was raised from the dead from, that we might all enjoy it with him forever. Amen. Well, let's pray. So, Lord, fill us with your wisdom and your compassion for others. May you bless us with your never-ending love. May you fill our cups with joy, and may our lives overflow with your grace. Lord, help us to serve you in all we do. Amen. Now, next week is a week to anticipate. It begins with the witness of his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And as we move to the day of the cross, then ultimately to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. Amen? I'll see you all next week.